Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Kiddushin Samech Hei, Kiddushin 65a, pagination 129, a very intriguing series of cases. Masnisin, about 12 lines from the top. Ha'omer li'isha, a man tells a woman, Kiddash tich, I was mekadesh you, I married you. That means I gave you a ring and you accepted. I said Arayat Mikudeshesli, and the procedure was done. V'hi omeres lo kidashtani, and she says, it never happened. You never wore Mekadesh me. What is the halacha in such a case? Apparently, there are no edim in front of us to verify this. Obviously, he's claiming, as part of his claim, that there were edim there at the time, because Edim are required for a Kiddushin to take effect. How do we handle this claim? Him claiming it was a good Kiddushin, her claiming it was not. Hu asur bekrovo seha, he is going to have to observe the ramifications of his claim, which are that he will not be able to marry her relatives, like her mother, because according to his claim, that's his mother-in-law. He will not be able to marry her sister, according to his claim. It's the sister of his wife. He will not be able to marry her daughter, according to the claim. That would be Isha Uvita. For he, but she, however, who denies that this Kiddushin ever took place, is Muteres Bikrovov, is going to be permitted in his relatives. According to her claim, she never got married. Even if we would go ahead and require a get that he gives her a get so that he is finally finalized, that the marriage doesn't exist, but she claims there was no such Kiddushin, and her relationship, for example, to his brother, etc., is that the marriage never took place. Now, this is a tremendous anomaly. What exactly is going on over here? Are we accepting his words and forbidding him from marrying the people according to his statement or not? Did it happen? Did it not happen? We're allowing her to operate as if it never happened because that's her claim. And indeed, Rashi tells us there's a principle called Shavinu Chaticha D'Isura. A person can create a prohibition by what they say. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether it's actually becoming forbidden, like a testimony, or is it like a neder, a vow? I am hereby committed to observe as if there was a Kiddushin. Do we really recognize the Kiddushin? Perhaps we simply recognize that you think it's a Kiddushin. And if you think it's a Kiddushin, then you're not allowed to go against the observance that resulted from your claim, from your understanding of the situation. We have, for example, by the laws of Nedarim, that if a woman made a vow, even if her husband or father annulled the vow, such that she doesn't have to observe it, but if she thought she had to observe it, she did not know that it was annulled, she needs kapara, atonement, if she goes against her vow. And we wondered, why does she need atonement? Turns out that it was annulled. She didn't have to observe it. But the mere fact that a person thinks it's forbidden and goes ahead and violates is itself a violation of Yiras Shamayim, fearing Hashem, Yiras Chet, afraid to do sin. Turns out it wasn't a sin. And it could be we don't believe him, according to one interpretation, but he's still bound to observe that which he claims is true. We continue in the Mishnah. He omeres kidashtani. She says, you were mekadesh me. We're married. V'hu omer lo kidashtich. And he says, no, I didn't. Again, this is the flip side of the case. Hu muta bikravosea. He would be permitted to marry her relatives, like her sister, because according to his claim, he never married her. V'hi asura bikrovov. But she would have to observe a status of being married to him. Even if she would receive a get, she would be forbidden to marry his brother, for example. Kidashtich. A man claims, I married you. V'hi omeres lo kidashto elabiti. She claims, no, you married my daughter, not me. Hu asa bekrovos gedola. He is going to be forbidden in the relatives of the older woman, meaning the mother. Ugedola muteres bekrovov. But that same woman is permitted in his relatives. Hu muter bekrovos ketano. He's permitted in the relatives of the younger one. If we figure out a case that would be relevant. Uketano muteres bikrovov, and the child is permitted in his relatives because the fact that the mother claims that about her is not going to impact her. Kidashti es bitcho, he claims I married the daughter. Vihi omeres lo kidashto ela osi, and she claims, no, you married me. Hu asa bikrovos ketano, he has to observe his claim that he married the daughter. Uketano muteres bikrovov, and the daughter is allowed to marry his relatives because she never made such a claim. Hu muter bikrovos gedola, he's permitted in the older woman's relatives because he claims that he never married her. Ugedola asura bikrovov, and the older woman, meaning the mother, is going to be forbidden in his relatives because according to her claim, it is she that he was mekadesh. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.